This is the Middle East Debrief by Atlas News. Hello and welcome to the Middle East Debrief by Atlas News, where we give an in-depth breakdown of this week's top stories from the region. Starting off, in a recent development that threatens to further destabilize the already volatile situation in Iraq, the Popular Mobilization Units, PMU, have vowed retaliation for the U.S. drone strike that killed Kataib Hezbollah Commander Abu Bakr al-Saidi last week. This escalation comes amidst ongoing talks between the U.S.-led coalition and Iraqi officials regarding the potential withdrawal of foreign forces from the country. The PMU is an umbrella organization formed in 2014 to combat the Islamic State, ISIS. While initially praised for its role against ISIS, the PMU has evolved into a significant political and military force with complex ties to Iran. Several PMU factions maintain close ideological and logistical connections with Iran, receiving training, funding, and intelligence support from the Iranian Revolutionary Guard Corps, IRGC. Kataib Hezbollah, a specific faction within the PMU, has a long history of conflict with the U.S. Established in 2003, the group gained notoriety for attacks against coalition forces during the Iraq War. Following the fall of ISIS, tensions continued, culminating in the December 2019 U.S. airstrikes against Kataib Hezbollah targets in response to a rocket attack on an American base. These strikes, in turn, led to a siege of the U.S. Embassy in Baghdad by Kataib Hezbollah members and other PMU factions. The U.S. drone strike targeting al-Saidi, justified as a response to attacks on U.S. forces in the region, has reignited tensions. Abu Fadak al-Muhammadawi, the PMU chief of staff, has vowed retaliation and called for the expulsion of all foreign forces from Iraq. This stance complicates ongoing withdrawal talks and raises concerns about a potential escalation in violence. If more PMU factions join Kataib Hezbollah in its fight against the U.S., the security situation in Iraq could deteriorate significantly, jeopardizing American forces and pressuring the Iraqi government to take a side. The government faces a delicate balancing act, caught between its historical ties with Iran and its strategic partnership with the U.S. While some segments of Iraqi society advocate for neutrality, opposition to the U.S. presence has grown due to concerns about infringement on Iraqi sovereignty. The coming days and weeks will be crucial in determining the trajectory of the situation in Iraq. The PMU's response to the U.S. strike and the Iraqi government's ability to navigate these complex dynamics will be key factors in determining whether the country descends further into violence or manages to de-escalate the situation. Next, the already tense situation in Iraq has taken a turn for the worse, with the Islamic Resistance in Iraq, IRI, an umbrella organization of Iran-backed Shia militias, announcing a full resumption of attacks against American forces. This decision comes in response to recent U.S. airstrikes targeting the IRI, which were launched in retaliation for a deadly drone attack on a U.S. outpost in Jordan last month. Following the Jordan attack, Kataib Hezbollah, a prominent militia within the IRI, had called for a temporary pause in attacks. However, sporadic attacks against U.S. forces continued. This latest announcement by the IRI signals a significant escalation, potentially leading to an increase in attacks in the coming days and weeks. This development comes amidst ongoing discussions between Iraqi and U.S. officials regarding the potential withdrawal of U.S. troops from Iraq. The IRI released a statement via Telegram, outlining their justification for renewed attacks. They argue that previous opportunities for a peaceful U.S. withdrawal have been ignored, and that the recent U.S. airstrikes demonstrate American hostility towards Iraqi forces. The statement emphasizes the IRI's commitment to expelling the occupation forces and calls upon brothers in jihad to join the fight. The IRI's announcement suggests that U.S. attempts to deter attacks through retaliatory strikes have been unsuccessful. With over 150 attacks targeting U.S. forces since October 2023, the situation in Iraq remains highly volatile. As I mentioned previously, U.S. actions, whether inaction or decisive strikes, seem to have the unintended consequence of provoking further attacks from the IRI. The ultimate goal of the IRI and its key supporter Iran is to pressure the U.S. into complete withdrawal from the region. This aligns with Iran's broader strategic objectives of expanding its influence in Iraq and the Middle East. The coming period is likely to be marked by increased violence and instability in Iraq. The U.S. faces a complex dilemma, with no easy solutions in sight. continued U.S. presence appears to guarantee ongoing attacks, while withdrawal could create a power vacuum that Iran is poised to exploit. Navigating this complex situation will require careful diplomatic maneuvering and a clear understanding of the various actors and their motivations. This has been the Middle East Debrief by Atlas News. Thank you for listening.